Mood Gym with Don Brown. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Talking about anxiety, depression, fear, and all those emotions that can be distressful, especially during holidays and special events, of which we all have to deal with, don't we? In the past few podcasts, we've been talking a little bit about the ideas of trying to prevent these distressful things of anxiety, looking to the future, depression, looking back at past events, and trying to stay more or less in the present, which is easier said than done, as we all know. And I try to give some experiences about my early flying days, learning to fly airplanes, and how the things I've learned from those experiences and being taught by professional teachers have led to some later understandings in my later days. And thinking over how the idea of goals and values and listening and acceptance all kind of fit in with the idea of dealing with holidays and special events as I see it. So I'll give you some ideas that I've been thinking about and see if they might work for you. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But anyway, it's something to think about. Okay, last podcast, I was talking about the idea of setting up values, which we don't often think too much about. We think of values as some kind of a moral type of a deal that we're taught in church or school. But values are actually more than that. They're an overriding idea about your life and where your life is heading and what's really important. Goals are the little steps that you take perhaps to get to those values. And sometimes our goals can lead us away from our values. So that's why it's important to think about values, an overriding thing that you want your life to be. Not just getting bigger and better things, a bigger house, a bigger car, more money, whatever. But think of some values: traveling, learning things, relaxation, enjoying art, enjoying a hobby, emotional intimacy, long-term commitment, physical intimacy, emotional connection, helping others, eating healthy, being physically fit. Values that are important to you and that you want to head toward and not away. And so once we get those values, then we can determine, are we heading toward those values or away from the values? And that's the important thing. And I was reading one of my favorite writers this week, Tiffany Kraft from Santa Barbara, California. She works for and with Dr. Mao Nixing and his brother, Dr. Dao, and Infinity and Tao Star are the name of a couple of their companies and websites. And Tiffany writes very well, an excellent writer. And this last week, she wrote a little piece about how to keep your sanity during the holidays. So anyway, let me just go over some of the things that hit me that Tiffany was talking about and might help you, helps me to keep these in mind. Of course, a lot of our distress during holidays is our unconscious expectations that we have that come from, you know, growing up as children during, like, say, Christmas or holidays where you might be expecting a certain gift, you know, when you're 10 years old and you don't get it, or you get something that doesn't necessarily have an importance to you, or you get some clothing instead of a toy. So a lot of these expectations we have as adults are coming from these things that happened, you know, years and decades ago, that that we expected something to happen and it didn't. So again, we have to just consider that. So you go to the family for a holiday day or a couple days or whatever, And you have these expectations that certain things are going to happen. People are going to behave in a certain way and they don't. Well, so what do you do about that? Well, Tiffany says, first thing is be mindful, which means you can figure out what's happening inside you. You feel an emotion, you feel angry, you feel hurt, you feel whatever you feel. You know, it could be a negative emotion or it could be a positive emotion. You just recognize that you're having this emotion. You're being mindful that you're having an emotion. So you observe that emotion, she says, but without judgment. You don't start ruminating, oh, I'm so angry. My brother is like giving me a hard time. And why does he always do that? And boy, I wish I could stop it. And you just keep going on and on. So the idea is you just be mindful. Well, my brother just said something. I felt kind of bad that he said that, but you know, there's nothing I can do about it. And, you know, I'm not going to argue with him. I'm not going to start a fight with him. You just be mindful that that happened and you feel a certain way. And then you take charge of those thoughts by just not ruminating, not going over and over, not trying to solve something. You don't deny them or ignore them. You just identify that that happened and you feel a certain way. You acknowledge that that happened and then you just go on. Okay. And of course, this is not so easy to do as we've all discovered. You know, your brother or relative or somebody says something to you and you just feel really, really hurt. Well, that's just our pattern. We've been doing this for years and years that we're triggered by certain things. But if you try to be mindful, you just try to be in that moment and recognize what's happening. I feel this. He said this. I felt this. You just try to move on, which isn't necessarily easy. Okay, but so a lot of this leads down to the idea of listening, too. You'll have a lot less conflict, I've found, if you are in the listening mode. Most people want to tell you their story, whatever it is, your friend, your brother, your parents, they want to tell you your story. They're not necessarily telling their story to you so that you can give them advice. You can be sure of that. They're telling you because we don't even know why they're telling you, but they want to tell you or get out an emotion, explain something to you. And your role is not necessarily to give them advice or judge them or come back with some snappy thing that happened to you. Your idea, the whole idea is just to listen to them, empathize with them, have compassion if that's necessary in their story. But they don't necessarily, like I say, want to hear your advice. So just kind of remember that. And that's difficult because we're always used to giving people advice, aren't we? Somebody says, oh, boy, my stomach hurts so bad. And, you know, what are we going to say? Oh, well, you shouldn't eat so much of that. Oh, well, why don't you take an aspirin? You know, we always have advice. But the person telling you this story, believe me, they're not asking for your advice unless they specifically say, could you tell me what to do? And that'll rarely happen. So part of this holiday deal is just put on your listening thing. You got two ears, you know, two eyes. So, you know, watch and listen. And you got one mouth. So, you know, be careful what you say in response to people's telling you their story. Okay. Now, the next thing Tiffany points out is try not to compare. There's a temptation to compare oneself to others. You know, how do you measure up? You know, you're going visit your family 1,000 miles away and you're afraid you're not going to measure up to all your family's expectations. Or on the other hand, you might think they're not measuring up to your expectations. So you got to be careful. We're not trying to have a comparison thing. Who's better? Who's worse? Judging. That's not what we're about. We're there to have compassion and sympathy for people's, if they're in distress, have a good time. But we're certainly not there to compare ourselves or other people. And typically we find, and I find, that I'm comparing myself a lot more than anybody else. You know, we're always doing that. If you take a look at your thoughts, what are we doing a lot in our self-talk? We're talking to ourselves negatively. Oh, why didn't I do that? Oh, how stupid of me. Oh, boy, why can't I be more like my brother? We're always doing this negative self-talk. And if you said this, if you said the things you're saying to yourself and you said them out loud, people would say there's something wrong with you. So that's a clue to, you know, take a look at what you're saying to yourself and your thoughts and see if you would want anybody to hear those thoughts. You probably wouldn't. So that's a clue of how negative we can be about ourselves. We're comparing ourselves to others, and usually in a negative way. So you got to be very careful about that, especially during the holidays and special times where you're going to be seeing a lot of people, and there's a lot of things that you could theoretically compare to. So take a look at that. All right, Tiffany, next category she's talking about is set boundaries. She says, healthy boundaries create a framework that lets people know how to treat you. You want to encourage support by creating respect, mutuality, and kindness. So family, she says, is especially masterful at pushing buttons. Don't we all know that? Our very closest friends, you know, relatives especially, have over the years become super masterful at pushing our buttons. Not that they're doing it on person. It's just a habit everybody gets into. They know how to get a reaction from you. So if you observe that your buttons are being pushed, you have to remind yourself to stop and know when it's healthy to say no without guilt, and yes, because you want to, not out of an obligation to please others. And how often do we say yes to something thinking we want to be the good guy, we want to please somebody, when we don't really want to do that to begin with, but we say yes anyway. So know when it's healthy to say no and not feel guilty about it. That's just who you are. For whatever reason, at that moment, you don't want to do it. Maybe another time you would want to do it, but that time you don't. So you just say, no, thank you. So act according to your own beliefs and values, Tiffany says. And we talked about values, that if you have those values in mind, you've written them down, you memorize them, then you want to act toward those values and not necessarily towards a short-term goal. Just the values are the important thing. So if you're in a situation where you're asked to do something or you're going to act in a certain way, you got to think about the boundaries. Is this something you really want to do? And most importantly, is it heading towards your particular values? And let's see what else here is Tiffany's mentioning. She's talking about schedule gaps. And that's especially during these busy times. You want to schedule some downtime. So especially before you have a big event coming up, you probably want to just take a little time to relax and get your thoughts together so that you're well rested, so you don't go to a big event that might be many hours long and you're dead tired. So schedule some gaps in your activities so that you have plenty of free time and you come in a better light than if you're going somewhere tired and angry or upset or whatever. And she says, finally, throw your hands in the air like you just don't care. She says, there may be a point when the holidays get hectic and sanity goes out the window. And don't we all know that? Maybe you overschedule, forgot to buy a present, or worse still, someone else lets you down. So it's at that time, it's time to practice grace and try your best to go with the flow. And I'm reminded of that as a mindful moment where you're just in the moment. You just go with the flow. So somebody's angry, you're angry, you just, you know, let it go. You're in the moment. You recognize that something's happening, and you just let it go and go with the flow. Instead of stressing out about what you can't change, permit yourself to let go of the struggle. So that's Tiffany's advice there at the end. Anyway, just wanted to go over those with you for the coming events that you may be heading towards and involved in. And once again, thank you very much for your comments. And feel free to, if you saw me from Facebook and going to the anchor.fm. There's a place there where you can leave a message and be glad to listen to all your messages, reply. And if anybody wants to write to me with any particular comments or questions, just write me at my email address, donbrown@gmail.com. I'd be glad to answer any questions. And thank you once again, and happy holidays, and be mindful as much as you can during these times.